Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
Marvel Comics' band of intergalactic criminals are back in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Picks up where number one left off. Number one really caught, I think, the world by storm. Certainly the comic book fans were pleased as punch, but for many of us, all we knew was the Avengers and the slickness and the coolness of superheroes, and along came this band of misfits that stole our hearts, really, and was a runaway success, and I believe number two will be comparable to that. It's equally as fun, if not more so. It's outrageous. It's funny. Special effects are great. There's a couple of new characters. Kurt Russell is introduced. He's actually, we find out, the father to Chris Pratt or Star-Lord. Vin Diesel is back as Baby Groot. Bradley Cooper is Rocket Raccoon. Disney just knows how to do it, or I should say Disney/Marvel.
So we're saving the galaxy again?
Who else is gonna do it?
Just who do you think you are?
A Guardian of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
No.
Why would we be the Guardians of the Galaxy?
So stupid.
Well, nobody wants to open up against it, but over at the Movie Mill, you do have a premiere. It's a war drama. Tell us about Bitter Harvest.
Yeah, we've been quite fortunate in the last few weeks to have a string of true story-inspired films in and around the war area. This one's set in late 1930s, the Ukraine, and it showcases the atrocities that Stalin committed with the Russians as they proceeded to starve the Ukrainians, and millions died as a result. And again, with true stories, I like to be educated while I'm entertained. My only kick against this one, the production value's not huge, but the story makes up for it.
They're coming. Bolsheviks.
Your land all belong to the state.
I have seen people left to die.
This is not a famine. This is starvation.
What would you give to save your family?
Everything.
And Hugh Jackman back as Wolverine once again in Logan. How is it?
It's fantastic. It's billed as the final installment for Wolverine, and once you see it, you'll understand why. They left the PG format and jumped right into 18A. It is bloody. It is violent. It's extremely well done. Hugh Jackman probably puts in the performance of his career.
And you can check out trailers and showtimes at country95.fm. That's what's new in theaters with Len Binning from the Movie Mill. We'll talk to you again next week.
Absolutely. And see you at the movies.